Good morning, afternoon, or night. Whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. And today we're going to be talking about desire. Now, as an Amazon Prime member, I gotta admit that I can be a slave to my desires at times. I mean, it's so easy, right? To just add something to the cart and then you see something else and you add that to the cart and then you order it and it's at your house within 2 days. I think even nowadays you can order something and get it within the same exact day. But that's kind of the point, that our desires can act as a distraction for what we are designed to actually desire. And that is, of course, a relationship with God. I mean, the only thing that can really fulfill us is a relationship with God. In Matthew 5, 6, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." And then in Psalm 63, 1, it says, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water." And if you notice, both of these verses have this analogy of desire being like thirst or hunger. I think there's a reason for that. Thirst and hunger are a natural part of who we are, right? And if you're really hungry, if you're really thirsty, it becomes disruptive, right? It's something that you can't avoid, you can't ignore for too long. You have to eat and you have to drink. And so let's apply that to our spiritual lives, because this is the kind of Christian that God is looking for. He wants somebody who earnestly seeks him, who can say that their whole being longs for him. Somebody who feels dry and parched when they don't have enough of God in their life. And if hunger and thirst are something that we have on a daily basis, then we should be spiritually hungry and thirsty for God on a daily basis. It's not something that you can limit to getting spiritually fed on Sunday and then being okay for the rest of the week until the next Sunday. I mean, you wouldn't do that with physical eating, right? You wouldn't eat on Sunday and then not eat the rest of the week and then eat the next Sunday. It's just not how we are designed to function. I think of the woman with the bleeding issue who chased after Christ in a crowd and decided to forget about all the social norms that said she was dirty and filthy and shouldn't be touching anybody. And she went with faith and clung to the hem of his robe and she was healed. That is the kind of hunger, the kind of thirst that Christ is looking for. I think that sometimes as Christians, we can get content in our relationship with God, right? Like on Thanksgiving when we eat all of this food and then we just want to lay back and take a nap. But as Christians, we can't just lay back and be content in our spiritual lives. God desires people who are hungry and thirsty for him on a daily basis. So what is your desire for Christ like? Are you just content with hearing from him on Sunday? Are you chasing after him like the woman with the bleeding issue? Or maybe you're chasing after all the other things in this world to fulfill the desire that you have in your heart. Sometimes it's good to do a spiritual checkup and see where we are with the Lord. He is the one who created you. He is the one who designed you. And so he is the only one that can satisfy you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I hope that on a daily basis you would hunger and thirst for God so that he can satisfy you. Thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.